CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The north of Israel under threat by Hezbollah for many decades. However, a new story. I welcome Malcolm Holein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we go to a headline in the Times of Israel recently. Hamas said to form Lebanon branch to open new front against Israel. We go immediately to the north of Israel, to an analysis of the north of Israel by Sarit Zahavi. Lieutenant Colonel Sarit Zahavi, IDF retired, is the CEO of ALMA, a nonprofit independent research company. Sarit, some time ago you mentioned this possibility, this new branch in Lebanon now, Hamas. Is it a surprise to Israel? Is it a surprise to Hezbollah that Hamas is ambitious? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I'm not sure it's a surprise. It's definitely not a surprise to ALMA Center. We, 2 months ago, pointed out that a new front is being built of Hamas from Lebanon, and they already used that during the Guardian of the Wall with a few incidents of rocket launching towards the Galilee.
Now, how embedded is Hamas in the area right now? And what is the support amongst the Palestinians and the Lebanese in Lebanon today for them?
So to our understanding, Hamas succeeded in recruiting a few hundreds of military operatives among Palestinians living in Lebanon, especially from the what it's called refugee camps in South Lebanon. Of course, Lebanese don't like it. And I'm not even sure that the other branch of Palestinian politics is a fund of it, which is Fatah.
And the explosion that rocked the camp, the Al-Shamali camp, and you indeed have been way ahead on our show in the past in predicting a lot of this. Number one, what was the cause of the explosion? And then the subsequent firing between Fatah and Hamas, which left some people dead.
So in our report that was published 2 months ago, we pointed at this specific site that exploded as Hamas military site of manufacturing of ammunition. The understanding and the evaluation is that the explosion was an accident. The Hamas military operative that got killed was an engineer. Engineer means that he dealt with explosives. We don't know how many more casualties there were, but definitely there was a damage there. And the reason you've seen clashes and shooting in the funeral of the Hamas military operative is because traditionally these camps are under the control, or the dominant player there is Fatah. And I'm sure that Fatah is not really happy with the fact that Hamas is also cultivating a military capability over there.
In the recent conflict from Gaza, the rockets, 4,000 rockets and more, that ended abruptly with a stand down. As I recall, there were one or two rockets fired from Lebanon. At the time, there was alarm that there was a second front opening. Was that Hamas in Lebanon? Was that the branch that we're talking about?
Yes. During the Guardian of the Wall and afterwards, during the summer, we had five incidents of Hamas rocket launching from Lebanon. Some of them fell in a relatively long distance, relatively to what we got used to from Palestinian groups in Lebanon, of a few tens of kilometers. And I'm not sure it's an opening of another front during the Guardian of the Wall, but definitely it implies of a capability to open another front during an operation in Gaza, and it implies of a capability to create a threat from both Gaza and Lebanon at the same time. And I can tell you as a resident of the Galilee that the feeling here was of very insecure, because there was war in Gaza, there were riots in the streets, in the main roads in the Galilee, and we also had rockets from Lebanon.
Can I ask, what is Iran's view of this? Do they want to see the competition with Hezbollah, Hamas? They invest in both. Is this something that Hamas could have done without Iranian approval?
No, on the contrary, the Iranians are investing in this. I can even say that the Iranians chased Hamas, asked again and again and again, persuading them to become an ally in Lebanon. And Hamas, they're not always respected the Iranian point of view, for example, with regard to what is happening in Syria and the Syrian civil war. And the Iranians saw it as their interest to develop Hamas as another front from Lebanon. Yet, if we are looking at Hezbollah, it is a little bit more complicated because Hezbollah is not interested in another military force in Lebanon that will launch rockets from there. First, because it will endanger Hezbollah, can drag Lebanon to escalation that Hezbollah is not interested in. And second, because Hezbollah wants to preserve its exclusive and its seniority as the one who is launching rockets from Lebanon against Israel.
Your analysis suggests that Hezbollah and Hamas are occupying the same space or at least the same roads. Is there evidence of friction between them?
No, I don't see friction. I see a transfer of messages, indirect messages. For example, the rocket launching of Hezbollah in the last summer against Israel was actually a message to Hamas. We can do it better than you, and we are the one that are actually fighting Israel. But I don't see clashes yet. Above the surface, Hezbollah is put in face as if it is completely supporting Hamas.
And the likelihood now of the next step, is Hamas ready to risk an all-out Israeli retaliation in Lebanon, knowing that the people in Lebanon don't want it, in the same way that it's somewhat restricted Hezbollah? Or do they feel independent of that concern?
Yeah, Hamas doesn't really care about the Lebanese. Hamas cares of Hamas. So if Hamas will feel that it is within its interest to launch rockets from Lebanon without getting itself completely destroyed in Lebanon or in Gaza, it will do so.
Does Hamas have access to the same missiles that were used at Gaza, and especially those upgraded missiles that are good for targeting?
We don't have specific information. My evaluation is that not yet. That Hamas rockets in Lebanon are for a few tens of kilometers and no more. And of course, they don't have the same amount of rockets as they have in Gaza, so they didn't get to the same scale of military capabilities as they hold in Gaza, but they are definitely working very hard. And they definitely don't look, the Hamas military presence in Lebanon doesn't look as it used to be a few years ago. It definitely developed.
Malcolm, we just have a few seconds.
Yes, I'll ask very quickly, did the issue of Lebanon come up at the summit, the Gulf summit? Are they expressing concern about these developments in Lebanon?
All the time. Constantly.
Sarit Sahavi, Lieutenant Colonel, IDF retired, is CEO of ALMA, a nonprofit independent research and education center. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.